We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You've got it.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland is on minority. Got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone.
Do more.
How did he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live here. It is Sunday, and it is the 30th day of September 2012, and Lord willing, we'll be here for the next 2 hours. We are simulcasting the radio transmission at prisonplanet.tv, and I don't know, we've had prisonplanet.tv for 9.5 years. For about 6 years, I've been simulcasting video during the radio show, but we're putting in more soundproofing and new cameras and some other equipment. And some soundproof doors that they started last weekend. That's why I didn't do last Sunday's show live. And they've just got a few things to finish up today, maybe tomorrow. But there will be video. There will be video today when Dr. Glidden's on with us. There are documents and articles we'll be showing. It's just that a bunch of the studio's torn up. So we are not going to be showing you my ugly pumpkin head today. So I think everybody will survive. But there are a lot of reasons to be logged in over at InfoWarsNews.com right now or PrisonPlanet.tv. Because you can, again, see the video, see the documents, see the articles, and see our guest that is going to be coming up joining us via video Skype. Adds a whole nother dimension to it. Just want to say the crew, on top of training in the ways of InfoWars, 6 new reporters, doing the nightly news and everything else they do, have done a great job working with the construction crew last weekend and now some this weekend to try to get the studio up to speed. Because when I built this into this little office place we have 5.5 years ago when I moved over here, I never really properly designed it. I designed it. That was the problem. We now had professionals in to soundproof a little bit better. It's a side issue. I've now belabored that point. I always give too much information on things that don't matter. Look, I introed things with the Obama phone lady here today because, well, the Washington Post is saying it's racist. It's racist to show someone who's been victimized and domesticated by big government. You're not supposed to show the ugly face of dependency. So I thought, well, wait a minute, since the media, the corporate media that has almost no viewers or readers now, but still is so self-important, they lecture us all on how things really work. I thought since they're saying this is out of context and not indicative of many Obama domesticated supporters, when this only validates, I'm not defending him overall, but validates what Mitt Romney said about 47% are totally dependent and would vote for the government to basically feed the rest of us into a meat grinder. For the government bureaucrats and for the big banks that feed off of us and for the welfare hordes, those of us that produce are the food. We're the food. We're the milk cows. And they get tired of just milking us. They actually use us up. And the empire uses up our young men in all these wars. So I've put together with the crew a compilation, and there's going to be even more tomorrow. There's so many of these that we haven't even had time to download them all and get them all ready for air. I don't know. Here's 7-8 clips coming up after the break that we're going to show you here. And these are domesticated people, some black, some white, some Hispanic. But this is what the system has turned us into, and this is the plan. It's not my opinion. It's in the big social engineer handbooks and things that are out there. It's Agenda 21. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into a bunch of economic news and incredible police state news. You know, we reported over a year ago the federal government funding streetlights that watch and listen to you. Well, they've come to the town where I live. So it's this country is deep down the rat hole of tyranny. That's coming up as well. Strap yourselves in. Back in 60 seconds, the news websites are prisonplanet.com and InfoWars.com. You found the tip of the spear.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I am extremely thankful and glad and humbled by the fact that millions of people don't just join me every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, on over 120 AM and FM affiliates, including in big cities like Chicago and Dallas, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, and Dallas, Texas, also XM Channel 166. I'm very honored and blessed that millions of people, over 1.5 million a day, visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com respectfully. And we are here again on the Sunday transmission, the 30th day of September 2012. We're here every Sunday, so I'm live on the radio 6 days a week. We're also streaming, simulcasting video at prisonplanet.tv right now of myself, the documents, the articles, and the guest that's coming up in the next hour. Speaking of the next hour, GMO victory within reach. Proposition 37 is likely to pass, declares LA Times. That will simply ask that all the food be labeled if it has genetically modified organisms in it. And that means basically cross-species chimeras. It's one thing to breed plants and to even hybridize them with other similar species, but to put, say, insect genes into them or to add a pesticide into it where the plant grows a pesticide so bugs can't eat it. If they do, they die, but then you eat it. I mean, no wonder in all the lab studies the rats are dying of being poisoned and getting cancer and dying young and becoming sterile. I mean, there's literally hundreds of big studies, and this is all coming to a head right now. We'll be talking, coming up for part of the next hour, with Dr. Peter Glidden, always informative. We'll be looking at that in depth. So a big victory that all the major polls show 2-1 out in California. Of course, Stalin said, I don't care how you vote because I count the things. So don't hold your breath too long. Because even if you love GMO, I mean, even if you love salmon mixed with, insects that's extincting the regular salmon in the Pacific Ocean, even if you think that's a great thing, can we just have it labeled? I mean, can I just know if milk has a bovine growth hormone in it that's got girls going into puberty when they're about 7 years old? Can I just know if the plastic has bisphenol A that's an estrogen mimicker? Because, our male sperm count in Europe and the U.S. is down by 87%. Can I just find out why even the glands in men's brains are flipping during adolescence and becoming basically female? That can happen in fish and reptiles, too. If you're exposed to certain chemicals and hormones, the glands in your body will flip to putting out hormones for a female. You know, that's why you hear about in the streams and rivers, the fish are becoming bisexual, the amphibians, the froggies are. We're being chemically manipulated, and I have the government documents where they're doing it by design. Dr. Glidden coming up. Okay, that said, we're also going to get into, all over the country. Austin is now getting theirs. In fact, it's in the federal announcements. I'm going to be doing print articles on it later in the week that I'm sure will make national news. Hint, hint to other media, if you'd like, wonder why you have no readers or viewers. You could scoop me. You could go look this up and find out it's true. I probably won't get around to it until Tuesday or Wednesday. But I have confirmed Austin, where I live, is putting in the IntelliStreets type systems with the new streetlights with microphones and cameras hidden in them, hooked into the cable boxes back to the Threat Fusion Center. So, Big Brother, eat your heart out. So we're going to be going over that and tying it into some announcements here where, you're not going to be able to get insurance soon unless you put satellite tracker boxes that, by the way, tax you by the mile in your car. And they're mandated to get car insurance, so now they just mandate that the car insurance, to get it, you've got to be tracked. And, of course, they'll control and tax you. That's the official plan. It's been the global plan for about 15 years. And now, well, here it comes. You might want to fight it or maybe not. It's so cool to just give in to tyranny and be domesticated and take your Prozac, even if you don't drink your shitty water. AP a few years ago did a study finding that every major municipal water supply, even water supplies that weren't out of reservoirs, that didn't have sewage runoff in them, had high levels of generic serotonin reuptake inhibitor. What does that mean? It wasn't runoff. It didn't accidentally get in there, and it wasn't Luvox or Prozac. It wasn't a particularly tweaked designer serotonin reuptake inhibitor. It's being added. Oh, you're not upset right now, are you? Just like Harvard study last month admitted, one part per million of sodium fluoride, and they even take an electron out to make it even more deadly and more psychoactive. Just a little bit of that in your drinking water, and you get a massively lowered IQ, and you're more mentally and physically flaccid. You're more passive. That's why the Soviets used it in their water supplies in the 30s. And then Hitler picked it up from them. That's even in Pulitzer Prize winning book. It came out in the Nuremberg trials. But so what if the Nazis put it in the water? I mean, our government does it because they're good people. Our government shot up the black people with the syphilis because they're good people, too. And atomic soldiers and radiated thousands of foster children to death. And you've heard about all the tests that are still ongoing that they declassify, including U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B. You remember that? Where they say, we can't do any secret testing on you unless it's experimental, and then we can do lethal test on you. And see, they say they're studying you. They're the scientific controllers. So that's coming up in the next hour. But as we get ready to go to break here in a few minutes, let me tell you what's coming up today. Everybody has heard the Elmo lady.
Got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone?
Do more.
How'd he give you a phone?
You sign up.
All right, that's enough. This woman is now an international sensation. No one has discovered her name. I'm putting out a $5,000 bony. That's how excited I am about her. I am putting out a $5,000 bounty, the quicker picker upper, to the first person that gets me her name and phone number and gets her on the show. In fact, I've told the crew that I believe this woman, if given stand-up lines, would probably be bigger than Bill Hicks and Richard Pryor combined. This woman's comedic genius is, well, bordering on godlike. In fact, I'm telling her right now I'd like to be her manager. And, I mean, everybody I know cannot quit talking about her. And I want to say this. Obama and the government says that if you see a rainbow, you didn't build that. God didn't build that. They built that. If you build a log cabin, you didn't build that. Government built that. If you even think something's beautiful, even your own thoughts aren't yours, government built that. But I do have to give government and the great society and the domestication process, I do have to give you the credit. You did build the Obama lady, as she is now known. Now, here's the deal. The Washington Post and others are saying it's racist to make fun of this lady. I've played some goofy white people on air, and I've played goofy Hispanics on air. You know, people are funny. But I admit, it is sad. It's painful, but also funny at the same time. But we should talk about government domestication and what it does to people. And the fact that I've got other news articles here saying, well, this is just a bad example. You know, this is cherry picking. Really, I have unlimited clips. I'm going to play like eight of them when we come back, of people just as sad and pitiful and ridiculous as this woman. Obama gave us all a phone. He going to do more. And again, I'm not sure who she is. I mean, it's like a cross between Oscar the Grouch, Cookie Monster, and Elmo. Fast forward 50 years, a lot of wear and tear. And then worship of big government, reflected glory. Look, you can't criticize Mitt Romney when he said, hey, 47% don't care. They'll do whatever they're told. They love big government because they are on the dole. And that's always been the plan. And it's working like a charm. Public schools are meant to dumb you down. I've got the Department of Education documents on that. Get ready. We'll be back with more.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he.
Oh, you bet I do.
Live from Austin, Texas.
I love it.
Broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, blasting out across my beloved America and beyond. We thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide Sunday transmission. How do you take the freest, wealthiest nation in the world, founded and built on rugged individualism, and enslave it? Well, you domesticate its people. What's happened in our country is not new. It happened in Rome going back about 2,000 years ago. Took about 300 years, but Rome became, well, the most decadent system the world's ever seen, and I've studied a lot of history. And the same thing's now happened here. And there is a $1.6 billion program to hand out. Well, some people have gotten over 200 phones. And sure, the program was there if you were poor and in a rural area and had a medical problem for a landline. But now it's been expanded, and Obama has advertised it. They're now advertising an Obama e-card for women, saying you can borrow $18,000 to help pay for birth control. I mean, Obama is emailing out e-cards to people saying, you're going to get free goodies. You hear the ads everywhere going, it doesn't matter if you've got jobs and a house and a car, you can get an electronic food stamps. And then you can get up to $50 cash a day with that. People walk up, they swipe it. Folks don't even know this, even though it's in the ads. It's online. When you follow the ad to the online area for the federal websites, it tells you you can't buy cigarettes and liquor with this, but you can get cash. You get cash back. So you're buying your different welfare goodies, your food and stuff, and then you just get some cash and go back through line and buy your carton of cigarettes and your whiskey or your whatever it is you're buying. So my point is that the globalists, they want you dependent on government because you've got mega banks, crony capitalists, who get on average about 3-to-1 welfare, corporate welfare to themselves for every dollar of welfare, every euro of welfare that goes to the welfare class. Then the welfare class will riot if the government ever gets cut back or if they don't get their goodies and if they don't get their welfare check. It's not even a welfare check now. It's if the credits aren't put on their little welfare card. And then people that have worked their whole lives, their money is taken and put in a government account and spent immediately. It's called Social Security. And then that's a Ponzi scheme. And then you're held hostage for your money. So see, they make you dependent even if you don't want to be dependent. And now they've got, one way or another, more than half this country is getting a government check. It's not just 47%. It's worse than that. And I've got the Washington Post here today with the headline, Racism Could Sway the Election. And it basically says that the implication that people don't like the welfare state, well, that's just racist. And that's what I'm hearing now. I've seen all sorts of articles flat out saying, if you play the Obama lady, you're racist. Really? Really? So if I play anybody saying funny stuff or embarrassing stuff here on air, I'm bad. Oh, no. It's just if it's a, quote, minority, which if you put them all together are the majority in this country basically now. So here are a bunch of these clips. It'll take more than just this segment to get to them. Here's the famous Obama phone lady. Tens of millions of views online. Every talk show in the country playing it. Drudge Report launched this Thursday. Let's go ahead and go to this clip one more time. Here it is.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He what? Gave us a phone.
He gave you
he
a phone?
Do more.
How did he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey.
All right, now, that's real. You know, at first, people said it wasn't real. And then now it's racist to show that. No, what's racist is the Democratic Party, and I'm not even partisan, people know that. I just state the facts, though. I mean, that's the party of slavery, Robert Byrd, the Klansman, but that's okay because he hands out goodies, you know, the now late Robert Byrd. And if you read Margaret Sanger, who Hitler came from, He gave her awards. She gave him awards. She said, we're going to pose as liberals. We're going to get blacks dependent. And in the 50s, blacks had less illegitimacy than whites. There were less out of wedlock black children. And the quote, Great Society, was not to empower blacks. It was, we're going to give you money. A man can't be in the house. And we're going to promote and pump in gangster culture to get your men to become gangbangers. And they've now exported that into the entire culture. That's why they force feed the gangbanger garbage that you see in the rap videos and the rest of it. I'm going to cover that a little bit later. But first off, let's go ahead and go to the next clip here, because I'll never get to these if I keep talking. Let's go to the next little clip here. There's so many of them. This is Obama is going to pay my mortgage. This is from 4 years ago. There's literally dozens of these. At the celebration that night in Chicago when he won, there was just countless people saying it's all over. I don't have to worry about my car, my mortgage, you name it. Of course, you do, lady. You do. Here it is.
Peggy Joseph took her daughter out of school early Wednesday for this. Her emotions ran high following Obama's speech.
It was the most memorable time of my life. It was a touching moment. Because I never thought this day would ever happen. I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I won't have to worry about paying my mortgage. You know, if I help him, he's going to help me.
Yeah, Obama's going to help you, $22 billion to ship General Motors to Brazil, China, and Eastern Europe, the Volt and Cadillac plants. I'll say that again. The bailout money was to build new factories overseas. Don't believe me, just type it into a search engine. Okay, yeah, he's really going to help you with NAFTA and GATT. Folks, they want you domesticated. Let's go ahead and go to this next clip. This is a town hall. This is a fella begging him and thanking him for all the free goodies he's going to get.
Oh, this is such a blessing to see you, Mr. President. Thank you for taking time out of your day. Oh, gracious God, thank you so much.
Oh, gracious God. He is their God.
Now, the second thing is that you will actually benefit from the tax breaks that we're talking about, so you'll be able to keep a little bit of extra money because we're going to offset your payroll tax. That's going to help. We want to make it easier for you to afford going to college by giving you this refundable tax credit for your tuition. We've got to make sure that we are giving them a pathway so that they can educate themselves and go as far as their dreams take them. Thank you very much, Fort Myers. I appreciate you.
Unbelievable. Let's go to one more before we go to break and come back with more. Here's the lady begging him pitifully for a small car in a kitchen. And he says, oh, we're going to help you. We're going to get it for you. Here it is. We'll go out to break with this.
Homelessness, a very small vehicle for my family and I to live in. We need urgent. And the housing authorities have 2 years waiting lists. And we need something more than the vehicle and the parks to go to. We need our own kitchen and our own bathroom. Please help.
What's your name?
Henrietta.
We're going to go to break and come back with this again. This is so sick. This woman thinks only government can give her stuff. Where do you think the money comes from, lady? From somebody else. We'll be right back. Infowars.com is the news website. It's numero uno.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
If you go back 6,000 years ago or more, how humans would domesticate animals, they would just start putting a little bit of feed out for them and over time get them trained and dependent. People on welfare, it's basically like a killer whale locked up at SeaWorld or something, thinking that's the whole ocean, the few feet it has to swim, and begging for fish instead of living out in the open ocean itself. That's what the giant welfare state has turned into. And it's disgusting. And we are now a bankrupt, destroyed country. And the illegitimacy, the dumbing down, there's no doubt what's happening. And you've got these people begging for houses, begging for cars, begging for free phones, and the money is being taken from the people that actually work. The middle class, the working poor, the nouveau riche, they're the people that actually build an economy. NAFTA, GATT has shut us down, tax incentives to move overseas. The mega rich I'm talking about people that control hundreds of billions, that have billions themselves. They write countless books talking to each other, bragging about how they use welfare to control and dumb people down and to use the giant hordes of poor as political weapons against the middle class. The middle class, what, has shrunk by about half since 1967? Economist Dr. Paul Craig Roberts was breaking that down just last week in a big article. Mainstream media says it shrunk, not by half, but close to it. I mean, we know what is happening. We know the end game of this nanny state. Public schools where you can't run at recess now. First they banned dodgeball. Now they want to ban football, saying it's hurting people. I mean, they're arresting mothers in rural areas of South Texas because their children are playing in their own cul-de-sac on bicycles. Saying that's abusive. It's a joke what we put up with in this country. Now let's go back to this pitiful woman at a town hall with Obama, because there's just countless clips. I'm gonna air more tomorrow. Saying, you know, I need a car, I need a kitchen, the parks aren't enough, I need all this stuff. And Obama is sitting there saying, don't worry, I'll get it for you. Here it is.
Employment and homelessness, a very small vehicle for my family and I deliver it. We need urgent, and the housing authorities have 2 years waiting lists, and we need something more than the vehicle and the parks to go to. We need our own kitchen and our own bathroom. Please help.
Well, what's your name? What's your name?
It's Henrietta Hughes.
Okay, Ms. Hughes, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you. But there are a lot of people like you.
Yeah, it's like a cross between a Benny Hinn TV revival where they ask you at the back what your ailment is, you write it down, and then Benny Hinn announces it out. Hey, woman, she has just had surgery on her gallbladder. Oh, that's me. How did you know? She is 67. How did you know that? By the way, in most of the cases where these women, remember there were dozens of them 4 years ago on the campaign trail, most of the cases they didn't give them anything. That woman, they did actually give a house. I mean, this is so amazing. It reminds me of John Gotti, the famous gangster. He would actually, like, hand out free pizzas, hand out turkeys on Thanksgiving. He'd put on a fireworks display for the neighborhood. But then he'd also burn down your cleaners or your grocery store if you didn't pay him 30% of your profit. But it's all right because, you know, he gives me a pizza. Or, you know, he gave me a turkey on Thanksgiving. I mean, it's all just mafia tactics. Totally disgusting. Let's go to this lady. This is just from last week on Fox News, bragging how she was given just unlimited phones. And then the people go out and then they sell them to other people. And remember, the illegal aliens get in-state tuition when American citizens can't even get that. It's all about bankrupting this country and bringing in groups of people that will vote to take our guns, take our private property, and then it's game over. And they've almost won, ladies and gentlemen. They got paramilitary police who are dependent on government. It's all coming together, isn't it? Everybody works for the man. And the man, well, he is a son of a bitch, isn't he? The guy that runs the whole deal is a eugenicist, corporate, crony, capitalist, monopoly man who hates you and your family. Excuse my parlez-vous français. Let's go ahead now and go to the bucket of phones. Just a little clip of this report.
I have another one in my pocket, too.
Baltimore City resident Monique Crawford has plenty of cell phones.
I have about like six in my purse now.
And a few more at home.
Each and every one of these phones work. At home, I know I have about 30, and all of them are on.
But how did she manage to amass such a cellular jackpot?
How long did it take you to get all these phones?
5-10 minutes to get this one. Just now, and I walked out with this one just now.
Well, partly thanks to you. That's because anyone who pays a cell phone bill also subsidizes the phones filling up Monique's purse, courtesy of a charge buried in your monthly bill called a universal access fee. Private prepaid cell phone companies are now giving away phones to people in Baltimore and dozens of other cities who receive government aid.
Yeah, they gave out over a million in Ohio. Here's the daily... Dayton Daily News, Dayton newspaper, fees on a phone bill pays out $1.5 billion per year. The number I saw was $1.6 billion, but whatever. This says $1.5, whatever. Again, these people, ladies and gentlemen, do not know how to tie their shoelaces. They know how to get their welfare card that's got money on it that they go get liquor with. And it's unbelievable. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And then those of us that actually have jobs and work, notice how government's all about lecturing us and bossing us. And the TSA says freeze once you're through the checkpoint and checks the Starbucks coffee you buy or the barbecue sandwich you buy. In the line, when you buy it, they come and stick probes in it to test it, just to dominate you, to get in your space. And their internal memos have come out where they've been told, be imperious, break them. They've been told, break us. This is government breaking us. Those of us that aren't totally dumbed down, drinking fluoride water since we were 3 years old, sitting in front of the television in our crap-filled diapers. Those of us that had parents that could fight all this and stay away from it. I'm sorry, but I have had enough. Let's go ahead and go to this next one. This is Obama, free money clip. Let's go ahead and play that. And then we've got a collectivism clip. But here's a woman on the big Detroit talk station. I'll give you the call letters here in a moment when we play the video. And here she is going, it's free money. It came from Obama. Here it is.
Know today how much money you're getting?
No, I won't, but I'm waiting for a phone call.
Where's the money coming from?
I believe it's coming from the city of Detroit, or the state.
Where did they get it from?
Some funds that was given by Obama.
And where did Obama get the funds?
Obama might have gotten the funds from, I have no idea.
You know where he got them, lady.
He's the president.
Why are you here?
To get some money.
What kind of money?
Obama money.
Where's Obama it coming money. From?
Obama.
And where did Obama get it?
I don't know. His stash. I don't know. I don't know where he got it from. But he's giving it to us to help
and
us.
We
love him. That's why we voted for him.
And then you've got the kids, like literal sheeple, going, Obama, 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 Obama. These children are like, they're like totally domesticated, and they're learning how to go beg. They're learning how to beg and stand in government lines and get filled with all the vaccines and eat GMO food all day. And now Michelle Obama has written the guidelines that under federal funds, all the states are ordered to now eat what they say. The federal government has no jurisdiction, and it gets worse. She's not worried about GMO, aspartame. No, all that's fine. She's telling you need more this or that and not protein. And the kids are complaining and saying this isn't enough food, but it's worse. Remember 2 years ago, Illinois, under the federal program, was a pilot, wouldn't let parents pack lunches because, quote, they couldn't be trusted. I've now confirmed all over the U.S. in public training camps, government indoctrination centers, they're saying you can't pack lunches for your children. And again, your kid can't play in the backyard or the front yard or in the cul-de-sac, or we're going to arrest your butt because we're the government and we want to throw you in jail to give you a record, because then that makes you a slave. That's what this is. If they can't get you dependent on welfare, they're going to get you in the criminal injustice system, or they're going to get you so sick from all the cancer viruses and the vaccines and the GMO, you're in their medical tyranny. We'll be back with more clips and Obama saying he loves collectivism straight ahead.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I've got other news I want to hit here in a moment, so I'm going to finish up on this point. But before we go any further, you know, we have a syndicated radio broadcast. I make documentary films. I've made more than 20. I've also written a book, published other books, and helped others publish books. And for more than a decade, listeners have literally beaten down our doors demanding a monthly magazine. And I tell you, I've had a lot of fun doing this. The art department we've hired, the editors, all the people. The second edition is out. The first one was The Economic Collapse. The banksters declare they've conquered our economy. And it breaks down all the globalist own statements. Print 2.0. We saved a few thousand of those back because 37,000 of them sold out in a day and a half. And we are probably going to be sold out in a few days of the October issue, which is the transhumanism, globalist own admissions of how they plan to replace us with robots and drones so the military can't say no to exterminating the population, nanotech, October surprise. It also gets into QE3, the Second Amendment. It's an amazing issue. You can buy them in bulk at cost at InfoWarsStore.com and hand them out to friends and family. Or you can also sign up to get 12 issues plus the first issues. That's 13 issues with shipping included for $59.95. Nobody can top that deal. And you know you're supporting the First Amendment and the true tip of the spear when it comes to fighting for liberty. So I want to thank all of you for making InfoWars Magazine such a big success out of the gates. And if you want to get your subscription, sign up now at InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can also just buy each issue as they come out in bulk at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have all the InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com apparel. You will certainly meet like-minded people, whether you're in Australia, Germany, or the United States, whether you're in Mexico or Luxembourg, whether you're in South Africa or Rio de Janeiro. Whatever city or whatever country or wherever you're at, you will meet like-minded people wearing a beautiful camouflage. I say beautiful because I designed it. Hunter Orange, stamped, InfoWars.com, don't tread on me. Ball cap, the one there on the table is one I actually wore into work today on the top of my big pumpkin head. So it's there. And again, I didn't build or design that cap. Obama did. Government did. I saw a rainbow yesterday, and there was storming here in Austin, a huge horizon-to-horizon double rainbow. And I thought, God didn't build that. Government did. Of course, I'm being sarcastic, not being blasphemous there, but I mean, according to government, they built it. There is no God, according to government. Saw some flowers today. You know, creation, whatever, didn't build that. Government did. So again, my new magazine's out. Government built it. So you might want to read what government built. And I guess in a way, government did build it with all their tyranny. What I do know they built is these poor people. Let's start at the beginning and play these clips end to end. And the last 4 years of Obama minions begging for goodies. And we've got more tomorrow. Because the media is only playing a couple of these clips, so we ferreted out a whole bunch of them. Here they are. Here's the rock star known as Obama Lady that the media bemoans may actually lose Obama the election. Here it is.
Obama.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He what? Gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone?
He's gonna do more.
How'd he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you're on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks.
You know what's sad about this? This woman is proud. She just with pleasure, like she's announcing she won an Oscar, or she's announcing she won the 100-yard dash, or she's announcing she sold a painting for $20,000, or she's announcing that she got the big business deal, or that her daughter got married, or that, you know, she just beat cancer. I mean, the satisfaction is just, you know, if you're on disability, you're on food stamps, you get it. He gave us a phone, he's going to do more. And she's like, yeah. Here, let's go to more of these poor victims. Here's another one where Obama's going to pay her mortgage and her car and everything else. Everything's handled. Obama's going to take care of it as the country shuts down and the cities collapse and the jobs move overseas and the IQs are dropping in this country. That's not education. We're getting physically stupider. Here it is.
Peggy Joseph took her daughter out of school early Wednesday for this. Her emotions ran high following Obama's speech.
It was the most memorable time of my life.
Hit pause.
It was a touching moment.
Back it up. Government is the most memorable thing in her life. I mean, these are actors that couldn't get jobs. These are PR frontmen for mega corporations. I had that CNN reporter, that three-time Emmy Award winner, who basically quit even when they threatened her to come after her because they were telling her to cover up massacres by Al-Qaeda the government was running, basically. I had Amber Lyon on. I mean, just think about how corrupt this whole media system is. And she was talking about how foreign governments are funding what CNN puts on the news. And, of course, that's actually been in the news for a while, but it's back of the paper. Folks, when you see sitcoms, dramas, and movies, and it promotes socialism and Obamacare, your tax money pays for that. That's admitted. Tens of billions a year of your money. You wonder why there's anti-family messages on TV? You wonder why there's anti-heterosexual stuff? I'm not against, quote, gay people, but I'm tired of them being against me, at least the ones in the government, because they're anti-family, they're anti-population. When you watch television, folks, it hates you. It wants to destroy you. The messages, look at how, I was talking to a former top MTV exec. I'll just leave it at that. Just a few days ago, about how in the mid-90s they ordered them, even though it wasn't popular, to force-feed gangster rap. What was that photo I saw on the Drudge Report of that big fat rapper? Rappers Young, Jeezy, and Rick Ross in angry fight at BET Awards with shots fired. And it shows the guy with his pants hanging down, which means you're a punk in prison. It means you're raped in prison. It means you're a male prostitute. And he's got a fur coat on with a giant belly. I mean, it's like Jabba the Hutt. And everyone's screaming because Sumner Redstone force-fed this to destroy our youth and our culture, just like they've done the black community. I mean, this is death, folks. The black community had less than 10% illegitimacy 60 years ago. Now it's over 92%. I mean, and then you're talking to somebody at the top of MTV, a household name. And they're in these meetings and have arguments with people where they know they force-fed gangster rap garbage to destroy the community. It is a psychological warfare weapon showing kids that a fat man in his underwear, like a joke. Show the photo above that with him in the stupid fur coat. I mean, what a disgusting joke. But again, they've learned that they can tell us something's cool. If they told yuppies jumping off a cliff was cool, they'd do it. They tell them. Gloria Steinem said it's cool to get an abortion. She came out and did a poster campaign, and women went out to get pregnant to have one. Gay men are called bug chasers. Even Rolling Stone reported on this. They want to get HIV. You want HIV, you want to get gunned down, you're cool when you've been to prison, it's a death culture, so the corporations can destroy this country and take it over. The corporations that aren't free market. Go ahead and show the Obama town hall with the woman begging. Let's go out with this. Second hour coming up. Here it is. Here's the Obama town hall lady.
A very small vehicle for my family, and I delivered it. We need urgent. And the housing authority have 2 years waiting list. And we need something more than the vehicle and the parks to go to. We need our own kitchen and our own bathroom. Please help.
What's your name?
Please, I need you. I need government.
What's your name?
It's Henrietta Hughes.
Okay, Ms. Hughes. Well, we're going to do everything we can to help you. But there are a lot of people like you. We're going to do everything we can. All right,
let's stop right there. You know who helped Henrietta Hughes? A state representative, Cheyenne Thompson, wife of state representative Nick Thompson, who heard a private citizen went and helped her. So there you go, lady. And that poor woman, NAFTA GATT, the globalists, they've destroyed her, and now she's reduced to begging to that Chicago Mafia teleprompter reading frontman, Barack Obama. Let's go out with clip 7 we haven't played yet, collectivism. We're going to go out with collectivism. I want to loop this. This is Obama saying he believes in collectivism. He believes in redistribution. And for every 10 pieces of gold the bankers keep, they give their slaves one piece. Here it is. We'll go out to break with this. Here it is.
I think the trick is figuring out how do we structure government systems that pool resources and hence facilitate some redistribution, because I actually believe in redistribution, at least at a certain level, to make sure that everybody's got a shot.
Oh yeah, everybody's got a shot. You want to make sure we don't have a shot.
How do we structure government systems?
You want to make sure we don't have a shot.
Resources.
You want to make sure we don't have a shot.
Some redistribution, because I actually.
You want to make sure we don't have a shot, Obama. You want to make sure we're dependent on you and the mafia scumbag government. Yeah, some redistribution. More than half the wealth in this country is redistributed, and the mega rich are exempt, paying zero tax offshore. And the people that try to stay here in this country, we're taxing over 75% one way or another. Hour number two coming up.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've got an interesting statistic here for you on executive orders. FDR had 11 and 16 years in office. That's longer than Hugo Chavez. Truman had 5 and 7 years. Ike had 2 and 8 years. JFK had 4 and 3 years. LBJ had 4 and 5 years. Nixon had 1 and 6 years. Ford had 3 in 2 years. Carter had 3 in 4 years. Reagan had 5 in 8 years. Bush, the first, Bush 41, had 3 in 4 years. Clinton had 15 in 8 years. Bush had 62 in 8 years. Obama had 923 in 3.5 years. And let's understand something here, the implications of this, what this means. Obama told Congress, hey, I will launch wars, but not on my prerogative. That'd be bad enough. No, no, the UN and NATO. I mean, it is just amazing. And you've got a dumbed down population. You ask, why are they able to do this? The people that do have jobs and do know how to tie their shoelaces, well, they're too smart to care about politics or what's going on. They just watch SportsCenter and act cool all day. Meanwhile, have you noticed that there was a magical cyber attack over the weekend, right as Obama set to sign an executive order? That's right, Eric Blair at Infowars.com reports. Cyber attack on U.S. banks is an obvious false flag. Over a month ago, we featured an article titled The New World Order Agenda would move forward with this one simple act, which stated the one event that could accomplish all of the agenda's goals in one shot would be a false flag cyber attack on Western banking institutions that they could pin on Iran. Well, guess what? They did it this weekend. That was a quote from us. Please watch this exact scenario unfold in this short ABC News clip from a few days ago. In fact, guys, I meant to tell you to get that clip. Try to grab that clip if you can. If not, I'll cover it tomorrow. But this is just unbelievable. And then our original article that broke it all down. When we come back from break, I'm going to hit important stack on surveillance society. Creepy Nestle, we will find you contest, uses chip to track winner. Remember Pennsylvania had a TV ad about don't try to not pay your state taxes because we're watching you with satellites. Remember it zoomed in on them, you know, down over them. Pretty amazing. We're going to cover that. But, I mean, you know, the globalists talk to us like we're five-year-olds. It's like Benjamin Netanyahu. What a yahoo. He is running around over at the UN. And when I first, a few days ago, because I didn't really pay attention to it, saw news footage of him up there with a card cut out with an Acme Wile E. Coyote bomb, you know, the black bomb with the fuse lit, I thought someone was like joking about his fear-mongering because I heard clips of the speech on the radio, on news radio. I thought it must be a joke. And then later I went and looked, and he actually went up there with a bomb and said, look, bomb, bomb will boom boom you. Bomb will get you. No, there's going to be bombs if they are able to start this fight. If we're able, you know, to be manipulated into going along with this. Because they want to do it. And I'm not saying Iran's good either. I don't like government, period. They're all a bunch of freaks. But BB thinks if he gets into a big enough war, he'll be like the savior forever. So when we come back, we'll get into this huge surveillance grid the globalists are building all around us in the name of our safety, of course. But we're going to break down microphones in your neighborhood, your area. And then we've got Dr. Glidden joining us to get into some really positive news. But it doesn't mean, well, you know what the wolf says in Pulp Fiction. You know, it's not done till it's done. Let's not start completely patting each other on the back. Not quite what the wolf says. Man, I'm out of control today. But we're going to be getting to LA Times says Proposition 37 likely to pass. Hey, I'm a throwback. I'm kind of a caveman. I like freedom. And I guess it's in my blood. I'm not bragging, but I am proud of my background. I mean, you name it, every revolution for freedom, even before my family got here on the Mayflower or at the heart of the Texas Revolution, raising Colonel Travis's son, the list goes on and on. My family has always been stomping tyrants into the ground, and I'm doing it now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland love Obama.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland love minority got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a phone.
He gave you
he
a phone.
Do more.
How did he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you're in, you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income.
All right, welcome back. We are into hour number two here. In the next segment, we've got Dr. Peter Glidden joining us to talk about some good news. LA Times and others report that the polls show, scientific polls, 2-1 for Prop 37 to just allow labeling of the stinking GMO so we can make a decision. It's got the fat, it's got the trans fats, it's got the vitamins, the minerals. Can I find out if that's got grasshopper or cockroach genes in it, or if it's growing its own pesticides so bugs can't eat it, or if it's been sprayed with sodium fluoride, which is a pesticide? I mean, can I find out? Can I find out if there's a growth hormone in that milk? Because I don't want my daughter to be 8 feet tall and going to puberty at age 3. Some girls at age 3 are going into it now, or get breast cancer at 12. So that's coming up with Dr. Peter Glidden in a moment. Let me get into this, though, because you know about the nanny state. In my film, Police State 2000, that I released in early 1999, my first big hit film, one of the first hits online. It was seen millions of times back in 2000 when hardly anybody was really streaming video or watching video online. Just letting you know, it's one of our first underground hits. It's free online today, Police State 2000, full two-hour film. But the point is, you know, it shows troops all over the country training to confiscate your guns on video and admitting it, you know, stuff like that. And we show the Austin American Statesman talking about an $844,000 grant to put gunshot detectors in. So I went and looked up the name of the company, went and found their online site, covered it on the radio at the time, in 99. And I show that in the film. I'm telling you about that because you can go watch the film and see the, you know, the film scan of the newspaper, front page, Metro and State. And they just admitted, oh, by the way, it's got microphones and we are listening to you with them. Now, did you ever in your town, because they put them in every major city since then, Austin wasn't the first. We're a small town compared to Chicago, New York, L.A. They had them even before that. Now, some big cities have billions of dollars, not millions, billions of dollars. New York has $2 billion, last time I checked, in microphones. In one microphone rollout, what, 7 years ago, it was $2 billion. $2 billion. You ever hear about anybody getting arrested because the microphone heard the gunshot? They call them a gunshot detector. Well, it turns out my parents, I was over at their house last night, and my dad said, yeah, they're pulling the street lights down around here. They don't work as good, and they put in smart ones. So I went out there, this was nighttime last time, went back over there today, went over and looked at it. I'm going to do a piece on this. And you know what? It's one of the companies that's got the smart system that listens to you. And I noticed it's wired into the cable. Time Warner Cable, just like your TiVo is, can track you and watch you and listen to you. Your Scientific Atlantic Cable Box, they admit they're watching and listening to you. But they go, it's all right, computers are doing it. And if you read about the IntelliStreet system, they say, well, it's to keep you safe. It's to keep you safe the computer, it knows sounds of distress and things, and then it dials through to the Threat Fusion Center and then calls the police on you. But you notice no one's ever really told about this being out there. Sure, the companies brag. There's government funds. If you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm showing you just one company, IntelliStreets, showing how they have cameras, microphones. It tells them when to replace the bulb, and turns out my dad talked to him while they were installing it, and they were quite proud of all this. So, but remember, when I air this report, I will be the bad man for telling you that your streetlight's watching and listening to you. Listen to this. I'm sitting there reading it. It says streetlight photo cell control, 100% dimming on demand light. Wireless dual band mesh transceiver. This is hooked into the cable box. App-based wireless control. Microphones, speakers. Let me just go over their press release for you here. Federally funded streetlights capable of recording conversations. Now, that's from their own site. Talking surveillance cameras coming to the U.S. Yeah, they also shout orders. They already have them in England. So there are the articles you can go link through. And since we talked about it, they pulled down a lot of the stuff about recording and cameras, but it's all admitted. Now, with that said, let me play this, though, because they're conditioning everybody. The CIA, along with the former L.A. police chief, I saw this on History Channel one time, admitted that they ran the show SWAT, showing SWAT guys to militarize police so all cops would then want to be SWAT and then treat us like we're the enemy. See, they're officials, they're authorities, we're civilians, and they're fighting us, the enemy. At least that's the conversion they're trying to have. And they've had police chiefs admit that they wear the black uniforms to intimidate us. Creepy Nesty, We'll Find You contest uses chip to track winner, and it shows SWAT teams coming and snatching and grabbing a man out of a store, another man off of a street. And see, it's fun to be snatched and grabbed. And we've noticed at G20 events in Canada, in the U.S., and in England, and in Italy, that they have men in U.S. military uniforms, or the host country uniforms, depending on the nation, there's footage of this, that jump out of cars and grab role players in front of people just to scare people, but also they later admitted to see if the media picks up on citizens disappearing. And the media doesn't. I mean, there were a few articles about men in uniforms disappear protesters, but the media was like, well, it's probably good. And it was all just a show. See, it's all psychological warfare to test and probe you, the enemy. Because foreign banks brag in every major publication they captured the United States. Let's go ahead and play the Creepy Nestle We Will Find You contest. Here is that clip.
In the very near future, someone somewhere will purchase a chocolate bar. The bar will be equipped with a GPS signaling device. When activated, it will beam a signal into space, bounce off a satellite, and return to Earth. This will alert a secret control room, who will scramble a crack team of highly trained individuals. They will board a helicopter, find the special bar, and give the owner £10,000. Chew, girly scream. Find a special GPS bar of Kit Kat, Aero, or Yorkie, and we will find you with £10,000.
All right, that's in England. And again, people over in England know not to have ID cards because of the Nazis. They know not to have heavily armed police in black uniforms. So now they're just making it sexy and fun. And again, this is all government finance, just like the sitcoms, the dramas. You've got state-run TV. CNN insiders have come out. It's even in mainstream, you know, Associated Press, Washington Post, that CNN is run by Army PSYOPs. It's not liberal. That's their cover. Now let's go to this Pennsylvania TV ad saying you better pay your state taxes. We're watching you with satellites. And it zooms in over them with a satellite showing a guy in his backyard. They want you to know. And again, this is the nanny state. Wants to make sure you take vaccines filled with cancer viruses. Here it is.
Your name is Tom. You live just off of Fifth Street. Nice car, Tom. Nice house. What's not so nice is you owe Pennsylvania $4,212 in back taxes. Listen, Tom, we can make this easy. Pay online by June 18th, and we'll skip your penalty and take half off your interest. Because, Tom, we do know who you are.
Okay, find us before we find you. Pay up. You notice that the ads now are, it's a roundup. It's a roundup for those that have warrants. You know, 11% of Texans have a warrant out right now. Saw that number a few weeks ago. But then when a real roundup starts, it's a roundup. It's a roundup. Military drills everywhere of attacking local state houses, taking them over. That's in declassified documents. The preparations of the foreign banks that have occupied the U.S., now they're phasing out all the final liberties. You know, the ad says, it's not nice, Tom, that you owe $4,000. How about, Tom, we know your mother's dying of cancer and you gave her the money, Tom. Tom, we need to ship that money overseas to the foreign banks and banker bailouts, Tom. What's not nice, Tom, is that the U.S. government's been caught kidnapping kids worldwide and shipping them to Saudi Arabia in congressional testimony. What's not nice, Tom, is that we're full of parasites and criminals, Tom, and we're going to squeeze you, Tom, before we kill you with all the poison we put in the water, Tom. We're the murdering criminal government mafia openly trying to intimidate you with Orwellian TV ads to scare you with satellites watching you that you paid for with your tax money, Tom. You understand we're going to kill you, Tom. We're going to kill you, Tom.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You think you've private lives, think nothing of the kind. Foreign megabanks run the spy satellites. We're watching our slaves all the time. They're elemental. Their sight is clean. They are perpetual. They keep the country enslaved. We are back live. I want freedom and more of it. I'm aware of the cage being built around me. I'm here to get people fired up to defeat this technocracy. I'm Alex Jones. Here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 Central. It is 5:21 and 26 seconds, and that's what you're listening to. Central Time, 3:21 Pacific, 4:21 Mountain. Or I should say Montana. Montana time. We are here, ladies and gentlemen. And joining us is Peter Glidden, BSND, naturopathic doctor and host of the Fire Your MD Now, right here on the GCN Radio Network. Dr. Glidden received his BS degree from the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. He earned an ND from Baster University in Seattle, Washington. He is a member of the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians and the Illinois Association of Naturopathic Physicians. And he's a syndicated radio host, been all over national TV. I'll leave it at that. He joins us here today, ladies and gentlemen, to get into glad tidings. Glad tidings for rebel forces. The Death Star was destroyed. Unfortunately, Darth Vader escaped. No. LA Times says Proposition 37 likely to pass. Polls, scientific polls, an index of them, are running 2-1, saying, hey, yeah, can we just know if something's got growth hormone in it? Hey, can we know it's got pesticide in it, that it grows its own pesticide? Hey, that corn that's got other insect genes in it, can I know about that? I know it sterilizes the guinea pigs, and that's the whole plan, but can I please? No, you can't know, you're evil. The American people, folks, are the only people that put up with this, and that's one reason we've got the lowest IQs now. We're the dumbest with highest cancer rates. I mean, they're killing us coming and going, but this is good news. I want to talk to them about this and, the history of the modern medical system condensed that we're under, and then ways not only to avoid this garbage, but ways that the establishment knows full well. You know, it came out in, Reuters and the Daily Telegraph, a decade ago, and since then more, that Monsanto and any of their laboratories, their scientists refuse to have GMO. Just type in GMO cafeterias, Monsanto cafeterias don't allow GMO. Just don't believe me. Look at it now. Type it in now. Check it. Now this is getting a lot of attention. So the worm is starting to turn, but the empire, hence the Star Wars analogies, are striking back. They don't want you to be able to know. They've even sued milk, natural milk, dairy companies that label non-GMO. They're like, you're not allowed privately to say there's no GMO, you scum. You don't tell the scum Americans that it doesn't have hormones or poison in it or the cows are taken care of, you filth. Who do you think you are, you filthy American? We're watching you. You want an Obama phone? How about that? How about I have your soul for an Obama phone? How about your eyes? How about your freedom? How about your future? Because we love you. Doc, I'm a little bit wound up this Sunday, you extremist. There's a lot of extremists, too, all over the country and the world. People want to know if the corn they're buying grows its own pesticide that kills bugs. They think maybe that might not be good for their kids. Dr. Glidden, and I'm sure you agree with these extremists.
Keep up the good work, brother. You know, we're all in the same boat here. All you have to do with this proposition in California is follow the money. Who's against it? Monsanto. Donated $7,100,000 at DuPont, Dow, Bayer, BASF, Plant Science, PepsiCo, and Nestle. Just follow the money. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's unbelievable the extent that corporations will go to pull the wool over our eyes, and we sit back and do nothing about it. Thank God for this proposition. Thank God for California, and thank God for the Alex Jones radio show.
Thank God for someone evil like you that thinks we should be able to label something and know what's in it. What excuses do you have for yourself, Dr. Glidden?
It's unbelievable, man. All we want to do, right? All we want to do is get the companies to tell us that they're messing with the genetic material of the plants. And, oh, no, 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 we can't do that. Oh, no, no, no. That's going to create billions of dollars of frivolous lawsuits. Billions of dollars.
And it's going to create choice, and it's going to create freedom, and we don't need that.
It is unbelievable. You know, you couldn't make this stuff up. I mean, Orwell, right? If Orwell was alive and saw this stuff going on today, he'd be jumping for joy, because you can't make deception of this amount, of this degree up. You just can't make it up. It's unbelievable.
Let's break down the fight in California right now. And yeah, I saw it's like $25 million now by Monsanto and others. Their average contribution by the Richies is $600,000 against all the little donations, a few million to try to beat this.
Yeah, the opposition against it, $32,500,000.
Oh, now it's $32 million. It was 20-something a few days ago.
$32,500, and the support, $4 million. $4,000,000 for, $32,500 against. And all of the against money is coming from big agribusiness corporations. It's unbelievable. Follow the money, baby. That's where the truth lies. It always lies in the bank.
Obviously, you, like no one I know, is so informed on the history of medicine. We're going to break here in a few minutes, but give us a 3-minute breakdown of the history of MD medicine and the big secret there.
Well, here's the deal. You know, the reason that, and this is what nobody looks at, the reason that these scientists play God with our plants, the reason that they do it is because they think that they're smarter than nature. They think that they're smarter than God. Quite frankly, most of them don't even believe in God, or if they do, they don't bring it into the workplace. And it's the same with MDs. For the last 300 years, the medical theater in this country has been dominated by Newtonian physics, reductionistic physics. Your MD and the people making these genetically modified foods actually believe that they are smarter than God. And the MD's view of medicine is, well, when you're sick, you're screwed. Your body can't fix itself. Your body doesn't have the ability to fix itself. Your body doesn't have the necessary stuff, the chutzpah, to fix itself. So all that you can do is march in with man-made synthetic pharmaceuticals, the intention of which is to override and control the inherent natural metabolism of the body. These people are all in the same Newtonian boat. It's outdated, old-fashioned, 18th century physics, and it's got to go. But nobody calls them on this. Nobody calls them on it. And the only reason that the MDs are in the number one position in this country, and they are, the only reason that they're there is because they have legislated themselves there. Most people think that the MD is in the driver's seat because their therapeutics must be better. Their therapeutics must be safer. Their therapeutics must be more scientific. Well, they're not. The only reason the MDs are in the driver's seat is because of drug money. Ladies and gentlemen, fire your MDs.
Stay there. Stay there. Let's talk about the history of this. It's on record when we get back, and some of the incredible secrets they don't want you to know. Now, the average MD is a useful idiot, you know, probably a pretty smart guy. Heroic medicine's fine, but they don't understand the bigger picture. They want to treat symptoms, not the cause.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Dr. Peter Glidden is our guest, and here's the deal. The Rockefellers funded Hitler. They funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute when Hitler literally was a teenager, long before he was on the scenes. It's called eugenics. They set up in Europe, England, the U.S., also Mexico set these up. It was all the rage. They would promote at the World's Fair eugenics, and they set up the health departments to take poor people's kids and sterilize them and all the rest of it. And when they couldn't do that, they said, well, we'll just dumb society down. We'll go in and get people dependent on welfare and then dumb them down, collapse society, and then we can engineer it however we want. So, Dr. Glidden, you've gone over the history of this. You're being nice to say they're following, you know, 300-year-old ideas. I mean, it's far worse than that. I mean, you know that. Break down the sinister side of this. Every major GMO, whether it's wheat or BT corn, that they do studies on. There's new ones out just this week. Again, all the mainstream news has had to report on it. Sterilizing the rodents, killing them in these lab tests. This isn't by accident that every time they make GMO, cross-species chimera, it sterilizes and is poisonous. I mean, they know that if a BT corn kills bugs that eat it, it isn't good for humans that eat it. And then these idiots email me and go, they don't have crops that are pharmacological that grow their own pesticide. There's no such thing. I mean, the public literally wants their Obama phone.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the amount of, you know, we rattle our chains to celebrate our freedom, right? I'll give you just a little example of this. In World War II, there was a coalition of German pharmaceutical companies, and they all put their money together. The coalition, the acronym was IGF. And these German pharmaceutical companies put their money together, and they built a pharmaceutical plant right next to one of the death camps. I think it was Dachau. And they used the inmates in the death camps to work to make the Zyklon B gas that the Nazis used to kill the people in the concentration camps.
And IBM supplied the machines, those little tattoos on people's arms. Thomas Watson, he supplied those.
And they did. They used the inmates to do medical experiments on. And you know who one of those companies was? One of the companies that was in that coalition?
Bayer.
The same company that tries to sell your children aspirin. Now, you need to ask yourself a question. How could a company involved in war crimes in World War II be working at a profit now in the United States of America?
It's worse than that. 5 years ago, they had to admit in France, worldwide for 11 years, they shipped out Factor VIII every ampule to small children, hemophiliacs filled with HIV and hepatitis, knowing it was a death sentence. And in the executive documents, it was funny to them.
And nobody goes to jail, and the American public, the world public at large, doesn't bat a freaking eyelash. And to make it worse, we give our hard-earned money every month to the insurance companies to gain access to this type of nonsense.
And now the insurance companies, owned by big banks, wrote the law to make us buy the health care, which they admit has already increased the price over 25% in just a year. When it goes into effect, it's like 40%. And then now government and literal death panels control what health care you get. So you pay a ton for nothing but crud.
It's nothing but crud. And unless you pay it, they fine you, right? So this is just another intention of the powers that be to drive home this subliminal message that MD-directed pharmaceutical-centrist surgical medicine is the best thing in the world. It's the only thing that you need to use for your health, and everybody else is a substandard.
And they're covering up the number one cause of death now. Is a composite of infections, drug interactions, and other things. The number one cause of death, they say it's number three. The number one cause of death is now hospitals. Everyone I know that goes to have minor surgeries, they go to have liposuction, they go to have a knee surgery. They're dead. Young people. People take their kids in to have a circumcision redone. Dead. But we're supposed to worship it.
Yeah, and we do. And we do. We genuflect at that altar all the time. By the way, on the front page of my website, you can get that 45-page document for free. It's called Death by Medicine. It draws statistics from the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Plug it.
The Journal of Medicine.
Give people your website. What, FireMD?
Yeah, fireyourmdnow.com. Fireyourmdnow.com. You can go and download the document. It's free. It shows you right there, death by the numbers.
Literally, every day last week, everywhere I went, everyone I knew had friends and family dying of infections in hospitals.
Yeah, 780,000 people a year are killed by MD treatment. 780,000. 550,000 are killed by cancer. That means your MD, for goodness sake, is more dangerous than cancer.
That's a very conservative number you just gave. The number I've got is over 2 million. Because if you add drug interactions and all that, it's well above that.
Well, and then if you add, automobile accidents caused by drivers, under the influence of Prozac and statin drugs, it gets even worse.
They admit statin literally eats your brain. Now they want to put it in the water supply. Listen, let's stop right there for just a moment. Now, again... Breast cancer is the highest in the world here. It's up several thousand percent in just the last 40 years. People can look that up. It's not debated. We lead the world in neurological disorders, cancer, obesity. They know what they're doing, feeding us empty calories. They don't have minerals and vitamins in it. It's all about find the cure. How about find the cause? If the emergency room had 1,000 Dallasites or Chicagoites or New Yorkites or whatever they are, Austinites coming in with gunshot wounds, you wouldn't be, let's learn how to fix gunshot wounds to the head. It'd be, why are 1,000 people a night getting shot with double-aught buck or 50 caliber? Instead, it's like, let's find the cure to gunshot wounds. Why is the cancer exploding? Why is all this happening?
Well, because the medical profession that's in charge of your disease management, it's not healthcare, does not care about the cause of disease. Their training has nothing to do with what causes disease. You have to understand this. The MDs, bless their hearts.
This is the big kahuna. This is the big kahuna. This is the answer. This is the key master right now.
They are trained not to look for the cause of the disease. They are trained to manage the symptoms with drugs. That's their training, to manage the symptoms with drugs.
So if a dam's about to break, they would come and try to hand people life rafts instead of fixing the dam.
You know, they can't even cure heartburn, for goodness sake. And we've given them $600 billion to come up with a cure for cancer, and they can't even cure heartburn?
Milk.
You got to be kidding me.
What do you do for heartburn?
Well, heartburn, the main cause of heartburn is not enough salt in the body and not enough calcium. If you start salting your food regularly and take a good calcium supplement that's in the Alex pack, heartburn will go away in about 7 days.
And for those that don't know, we have put together the widest spectrums of vitamins, minerals, trace elements, the best products at InfoWarsHealth.com that he's mentioning there, InfoWarsHealth.com. And when you purchase these great products there, it also supports the broadcast and what we're doing. And it's just revolutionary. Take Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Pollen Burst Plus and the essential fatty acids that you guys have put together, you and Doc Wallach and others, and Corey Gold, Dr. Corey Gold. What's amazing about this is that, now that we're segueing off into that, is that when they do take these, Aaron Dykes, who was, you know, had gotten about 100 pounds overweight, he lost 92 pounds in a year. He's now 8 months later, he's kept it off. The guy looks like a movie star or something, literally, compared to the way he looked. And all the products he used that I discovered, basically, listening to you guys, he tried a bunch of other stuff. I actually kind of got into this trying to help Aaron and some family. None of it was advertised as weight loss. That's what's insane. The stuff that made him lose weight, the full mineral spectrum, vitamin spectrum stuff like Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsHealth.com, that's what's incredible is it wasn't advertised as that.
Well, when you practice holistic medicine, you know, you get results because the therapeutics that we're trained in, that naturopaths trained in, are designed to support, promote the body's ability to fix itself. Now, I've been doing this for over 20 years. And in the last 4 years, I've been mentoring exclusively with Dr. Wallach. And as God is my witness, Alex, since I've been following Dr. Wallach's methodology and using Dr. Wallach's nutritional supplements, I don't even know what planet I'm on anymore, because the things that I've seen people recover from eclipse anything in my previous.
But it turns out the low-calorie, high-nutrient-dense diet is what the elites are into, and it's making rats and worms live 2 to 3 times longer. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWarsHealth.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I'm going to say this very slowly. You can write this down and look it up. It's mainstream. It's not debated. The Rockefellers were Nazis before the Nazis even had that name. They wanted sciences to control the United States and other countries they'd taken over because people were uppity. They wanted freedom. They knew what was going on. They knew what crony capitalists were, anti-free market monopoly men. And if you go back about 100 years ago, it was around 1910, 1912, that whole area, 1913, right at about 100 years ago, they took over and banned and restricted the other three types of medicine. They discovered by the 30s that cancer was viral, sort of putting that in vaccines. Now cancer's up several thousand percent on average in just the last few decades. It's up. I mean, cancer was like super rare 100 years ago. And they just kill us. They murder us. And they funded Hitler, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. Before that, they funded Margaret Sanger. They created welfare to make us dependent. And they know what they're doing. Going back to Dr. Peter Glidden, Doc, it's not just avoiding GMO. It's not just drinking pure water. it really is getting wide-spectrum vitamins and minerals. But even the vitamins they've got are synthetic. What is the difference between the wide spectrum of vitamins, minerals, and products for everything you can imagine that we have at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com? If you want to be a distributor on all the products and get discounts and get free shipping, InfoWarsTeam.com. What is the difference between the products that Dr. Wallach and Dr. Corey Gold and yourself and others have worked on, one of the biggest companies now in the country when it comes to alternative medicine and healthcare, vitamins, minerals, you name it. What is the difference between what you guys have developed that has such incredible results versus what even establishment vitamin and mineral pushers have?
Well, it's the recipe. The recipe is everything. You know, vitamins are no different than chicken soup. It's the recipe. The ingredients, how they're put together, the amount of stuff, how it's made, how it's stored. It's the recipe. Longevity's recipe of nutritional supplements is formulated from $25 million of research, 26,000 autopsies, 10 million blood chemistries and histopathologies, and 30 years of clinical work by licensed naturopathic physicians applying all of this research. This is a no-brainer when it comes to vitamins and minerals and medical nutrition. You should rely on the profession that's trained in medical nutrition, right? I mean, that just makes sense. There's no other vitamin company in the world that has Dr. Wallach. There's no other vitamin company in the world that has access to Dr. Wallach's knowledge base and the research that Dr. Wallach was in charge of from 1970 to 1982. It's that simple. It all comes down to the recipe, right? You know, Andy Boonspring's green apple wine is quite a bit different from a nice California Cabernet, and they're all made from grapes. Well, it's exactly the same with vitamins. It's the recipe is everything. You have to have a superior recipe. And as God is my witness, Longevity's is. It's the best stuff I've ever seen, and I've been doing this for over 20 years.
It is something that I certainly am proud to promote because I've seen the effects. But what's sick is that when he worked for the federal government over those decades, he's a pretty famous guy. He's the guy that's won all these court cases that even allow us to have vitamins and minerals with Codex Alimentarius. People don't know in South Korea, you got to go get a prescription to get essential fatty acids or fish oil or aspirin for that matter. Now, they don't know that it's openly being pushed that you have to buy everything from the establishment, from them adulterated at 10, 20, 30 times the price. I mean, they do not want people to know that GMO's in the food. They don't want you to know that there's all these things that so many diseases are actually caused by deficiencies. And I mentioned as we went to break, anybody can pull this up. Everybody's heard it on the news, where rats and mice live 2-3 times longer with super high nutrient-dense diets, insects even longer. Well, yeah, because it's got the trace elements. It's got the full spectrum. Even mainline doctors say, well, that's true, but they tell you to take a smaller spectrum of it. Why doesn't the power structure let people know about this? I mean, my dad is an oral surgeon and a dentist, and he volunteers 2 weeks every year, usually to go to Mexico or Belize or Honduras to do free medical care on street children. But he went to Paraguay, landlocked down in South America this year. He went to a soccer game the last day, and somebody threw a hand grenade out on the field and blew people up. Pretty wild. But the Amish are the only people keeping the country going, and they have the north area of the country that they developed that was desert, and they produce most of the food. Well, the head Amish guy has a program where he gives candies that have full-spectrum minerals in them, and it's ended like this, the street children that are blind and mentally retarded, and just with the minerals, and now the UN's down there trying to stop the Amish from saving the kids, Doc.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Dr. Wallach discovered the cause and the cure for cystic fibrosis. It was a selenium deficiency in the blood of the pregnant mother, and they fired him. They squashed the research, and then they blackballed him at every major teaching hospital in the United States. Wallach's research clued us into the fact that the majority of chronic diseases are caused by nutrient deficiencies, and this is the biggest thing that we need to know. Why are the powers that be, why don't they want us to know this? I'll tell you why they don't want us to know this, because if by some genie in the bottle magic, tomorrow morning, everybody woke up and there was equal access for naturopathic medicine, equal funding for naturopathic medicine, equal insurance coverage and hospital privileges for holistic medicine. Within 2-3 years, the MDs would be out of business, and they know it. It is all about big pharma all of the time. The medicine in this country, in all industrialized nations in this world, is a for-profit machine. It profits them to keep you sick. It does not profit them to keep you healthy. And this is one of the biggest myths that we're suffering from here. The false notion that healing is some complicated, sophisticated process that can only happen in a multi-million dollar high-tech facility. It's nonsense. Healing is easy. Surgery is complicated. Healing is easy. And, you know, the MDs, you can be sincerely incorrect. I mean, they just don't know this. Your dad doesn't know this. You know, the MDs that are really trying to do good by their patients, they don't know this. They're not taught it in medical school. It's not reinforced in their continuing education.
Well, let me throw this out. Let me throw this out at people. On screen, if you're watching at prisonplanet.tv, for radio listeners, just type in Harvard study fluoride. It'll come up in the search engine.
Yeah.
Harvard study finds fluoride levels lower IQ in children up to 20 points if they have it when they're a child. Massive sevenfold increase in cancer. There's thousands of studies. They've known this forever. Again, what's going on with the fluoride that they put in our water lovingly?
Money, 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 and dumb down, dumb down, dumb down, dumb down. It's all about money. It profits them to keep you sick. It profits them to keep you stupid. It profits them to keep you eating all the wrong food all the time that makes you sick. I mean, it is a conspiracy, and it is so huge that most people think, oh, no, that can't be. Well, guess what it is? Most of the food that we eat, even if it's not GMO, is bad for you. Wheat, barley, rye, and oats, oil in a bottle, fried food, well-done red
people
meat.
People explain to people, Doc. They have to keep eating, 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 eating because it's empty calories because the soil's been depleted, but you're still hungry because you're looking for the vitamins and minerals when you could get it from Pollen Burst or Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
Obesity is a deficiency disease. It is not a disease of excess. It is a deficiency disease. The only thing that causes people to gain weight is we eat too many calories. The only thing that makes us eat too many calories is our body is starved for nutrition. So your body makes you eat, but the food that you're eating doesn't have the nutrients that you need. So you eat 3,000 calories at Olive Garden, and 2 hours later, you're hungry again. Why is this? Because the food doesn't have the nutrition that you need, and your body is starving to death. It's starving to death. And ironically, healing is so easy that most of the time, the only thing necessary is to give your body the raw materials that it needs. Fill up its nutritional tank. Stop eating food that's hurting you. Get the heck out of the way. And guess what? Your body recovers its health. But the powers that be do not want you to know this. They want you to think that, oh, your blood
pressure. They want you dependent, genetic. Just like the Obama phone lady. Have you seen that? Begging for a phone, begging for a house?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, it is crazy. And it is just, you know, sometimes I wake up and I feel like I'm in, you know, down the rabbit hole in the Matrix, Alice in Wonderland world where constant surveillance is liberty and constant war is freedom and it's constant medication is health. It is unbelievable to me. Ladies and gentlemen, healing is easy. The medical profession does not want you to know that if you have high blood pressure, it's because you have nutrient deficiencies. If you have type 2 diabetes, it's because you have nutrient deficiencies. If you have fibromyalgia or Alzheimer's...
Well, it's obviously these numbers are all exploding. Thank you so much, Dr. Glidden. We'll talk to you again soon. Folks, if you want to find out more and see this video and a lot of others, and Aaron Dykes lose 92 pounds, they're all at InfoWarsHealth.com, or you can join the team and get discounts becoming a distributor at 877-551-1301. They will answer your questions at 877-551-1301. That was an incredible broadcast, one of the best ever today in the last 2 hours, and I'll be back tomorrow 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. If you don't have a local system in your area, XM166 or InfoWars.com. Now get out there and take on the tyrants. I love you all.